Yo, welcome to another episode of Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I'm your host, Jew Breeze, alongside with my homeboy, Ali. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Good.
Another day, another dollar.
You know, we wasn't supposed to be here, you know?
Oh, exactly. That's how I feel every day. That's how I feel when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
What am I still doing here?
Bruh.
Suicidal thoughts. No, I'm
not. Oh, my God. we kicked off kind of...
Kind of dark. Kind of from like an Eldian mood, you know?
You know how this is about to go, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's going to a dark place, like the next episode of Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
But it was a nice episode.
Yeah, it was kind of lit. I really.
Yeah, you know, that's how they do it. They set you up on a nice emotional high. You know, you see the kids having fun. You see Bron like, oh, this shit might be kind of nice. This life ain't so bad.
And shit about that.
And then, if only you knew, wait till later on that night, everything is going to be fucked up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So let's get into it. It was by far my favorite episode of this season. They took elements from everything. They introduced new characters. They brought back old characters, or actually confirmed that old characters were old characters.
Yeah.
And Aaron. Everything is coming together. It looks like for the past three or four episodes, they've been trying to build towards something, and at the very end of it, pick up where we left off, you know?
Cliffhanger
type shit.
Like, most definitely, like, you know.
I hate it, but I love it.
Three episodes, man. We like, bro, where everybody at? It'll feel like a new anime.
Yeah, where is everyone?
Yeah,
I like these kids. You know, they're all right, but
where is everybody at?
Yeah, I didn't spend three seasons looking at everybody else. I want to see Hanji. I want to see, you know, your boy Levi. Like, I want to see like what happened to them in the past over the past 4 years.
I want to see my baby, bro.
Who's that? Oh yeah. You said her name right.
Yeah, bro, I had to learn it, bro.
Yeah, it's only three syllables.
You know, she hit me up, said I was just being disrespectful.
Yeah.
On air like this.
Yeah, you know, you throwing a name on the dirt like that.
That was my blow.
That was we apologize to Misaka. I mean,
Mikasa. Oh, my God, you can't be saying her name, bro. Yeah, bro. After you corrected me.
Yeah, no, I did. So going over from the beginning of the episode, you right away, you see Aaron and Falco talking some chit chat. You know,
yep,
hey, how's everything? You know, this and that. And he's like, hey, I need you to do me a solid.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to send this letter. Just what's the letter about? He's like, oh, I just gotta let my family know that I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm doing all right.
I'm here.
Yeah. Where am I? I'm here.
Good day.
Yeah.
I don't think we can introduce that. Hey, it's not going to be a bad day.
Not yet, at least. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, everyone. Stay tuned. We got some things in motion. He tells Falco, like, hey, Falco, I need you to do me a solid. Mm-hmm. Take these letters, put them in the mailbox, and whatever you do, if they catch you, tell them it was not me. Right, that's basically what he's saying. He's like, I need you to move this shit like a mule. And he was telling his family that he's all right. It's obvious who his family is. Somewhere on the outskirts of town, Hanji's just chilling, plotting, you know, making moves, trying to see what's what.
Hanji or Armin?
Or Armin, Shay, yeah, the brains of the operation. But they, you know, the thing is, like, Hanji's smart too. But I feel like Armin, like he's got an idea for strategy. Like, he can see shit, like, where, like, everybody else is playing checkers, but he's playing fucking chess. You know what I mean?
No, legit. Armin, he is just, like, a master
chess player. Yeah. He's like Shikamaru.
Yeah,
from Naruto. Absolutely. Like, you know, when Tobi sent that, you know, great beast ball to,
mm-hmm.
towards, you know, Shinobi HQ.
Yeah.
So who picked up everything and put it on his back? Like fucking LeBron.
Yes,
and,
sir.
What year did they win the championship? 2016?
Oh, what are you talking about?
The Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, LeBron won the fucking championship by himself. putting up 50-point nights. You know,
some may argue that it was Kyrie that hit that shot. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, has Kyrie won a championship since then?
Let's see.
Yeah, no.
Looking good to come out the East this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They lost Dinwiddie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. But they don't need fucking Dinwiddie, bro. They got shooters all over the place. They got people who can make their own shots.
Yeah. They're good. Kyrie just got to stay healthy, bro.
Yeah.
They should have a good season.
Yeah, they should be all right. I don't know if our listeners even listen to basketball like that, but fuck it.
Yeah. Now you do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you don't know.
Nah, you know.
Exactly. What was I talking about? He sent the letters, and he was somewhere. Some people somewhere are receiving them, taking information from him, hidden messages, and all that shit. And then next thing we know, we see that the head of the Tiber family is introduced.
Yeah,
Willie Tiber. So, Willie's a weird name, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He should have stuck with William.
So peep this, bro. Like, so he has LDN blood, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
just a high class.
He's just LDN. A high class LDN. Yeah, he's oh, okay. he's like everyone else.
All right, but you peeped how like when they was in the little dinner.
Yeah, yeah, they treated him with respect.
Yeah,
yeah.
They so who was that first dude talking that made that like? 88 joke, like, yeah.
I think he was like a Marleyan, like, higher up, you know what I mean? Like, he was, he was, I don't want to get to that just yet, but to see that they introduced, we'll come back to it,
yeah.
But him and Theo Megarth, I think that's his name.
McGath,
yeah. The head of the Warrior unit. They were chatting. He was like, hey, you know, if I, like, he kept on basically saying, like, I know who you are and I know what you're really about. Like, and he basically said, you're the real leader of this country.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Like, he was like, if I were to say something to a secret leader of this country, I would tell him that war isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And, what I want to touch a little bit on what we were talking about, like, maybe a couple weeks ago on how we said that. You know, does Marley want to secure its own borders or doesn't want to expand? Yeah. I think it's become pretty clear that
dive into it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they want to expand.
Gotcha.
From sea to shining sea type shit. You know, like they want to rule everything. Because he was like, but they don't know the cost of that. He's like, if it's our own tame devils or our opponents eating the bullets, Marleyans don't give a shit. That's why he wants to do that forced conscription. You know what forced conscription is?
Enlighten me and the listeners.
So forced conscription is when you have a mandatory military sentence. So you have to serve in the military from aged 18 or above. So as soon as you can turn 18, you can do it right then and there, get your 2 years out of the way. But no more, you can't wait any age past 21.
So every citizen?
Every citizen has to do it. Unless you have like a...
I mean, they have to volunteer.
Yeah, unless they have like a mental disability or a physical one that stops them. Oh. So some countries around the world do that. Gotcha. South Korea does that. Mm-hmm. Israel does that. Some other countries around the world do that, where everybody, regardless of who they are, if they're able to serve in the military, they have to serve in the military. And to not serve in the military is treated as a crime.
And it's shameful to your family.
I'm sure back in the day it was seen as shameful to your family. But nowadays, like, you can do it in varying degrees. Like, you don't have to, like, do the military training, but you can serve, like, in the military as, like, an engineer or, like a repair person, something like that. So, like, you actually build a skill.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so he was trying to say, he was like, if they actually see the war themselves with their own eyes, that, you know, they won't
stay in line.
Yeah, they won't want to go for endless wars. Like, gotcha. Like, this is hurting us and it's hurting other people. But they think that it's some faraway thing. You know, they only hear about it in the newspapers. But if they actually serve in the military themselves,
yeah.
They won't want to do
it.
Right,
this. Next door. It's exactly. Closer than what you really.
Yeah, believe. And if you see the real horrors, you never want to do this shit. Facts. Not to anyone, not to yourself, and not to anyone else.
That's just altogether, like, perspective of life, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Until you experience something.
Yeah.
You just don't really know how it's laying, how it goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you get that real life experience.
Yeah. Unless, like if you, like, if you can empathize with somebody to a certain degree, mm-hmm. like, you can put yourself in their position and try to understand their life.
Yep.
But unless you go through it yourself, you can never really get it. Like, exactly. that struggle, because at the end of the day, like you can put your, and this, we're getting a little philosophical right now, but, you know, like, if
we do it all.
Yeah, we do it all. Syndrome. Yeah, we were just talking about basketball like 10 minutes ago. So not even 10 minutes. No, 5 minutes ago. But what was I saying? Yeah, unless you put yourself in somebody's position, like, and actually live their life, because at the end of the day, like, you can't, like, yeah, you put yourself in their position mentally for 2 minutes. Oh, that's a tough thing to do. But to actually be in it, like, to be in the thick of it, and, like, know that you can't leave this is something else. Like I'm thinking, like, on the scale, like, okay, like, let's say you're in the trenches in a war, you know? You don't want to, you, when you go to sleep, you're going to sleep hearing bombs go off in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So once you actually see that shit, like, you're going to hear, like, oh, fuck, I'd rather pass on that.
Yeah, it's like you're in flight mode. What, fight mode? What's the sense?
Yeah, it's either fight or flight, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you elevated all the time.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
And though, that's just so extreme to the human body and brain at that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, our normal everyday life, we don't experience that shit.
No.
This picture, you know, in that rush.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And not knowing when it's going to end, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah. You really don't know. Like, it's like all the, like, at any given battle, at any given day, you know, like, this could be a the last time that you know, live. So it's, so the Eldian, the Marlians don't recognize that this shit is taking a toll on people, and it's not going to look good for much longer, because, like we were saying past couple of times, like, they're improving the quality of their weaponry, or other countries are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, eventually you're going to start losing some of these wars. So we should stop while we're ahead, right?
Yep. It's always wins and losses on both sides.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
And then he says, he's like, do you know if the Warhammer Titan is among us? It was like, I really couldn't tell you.
Right. So yeah, that's the thing. Who you think is the Warhammer Titan?
I think he is a Warhammer Titan.
You think he's a Warhammer Titan?
Or one of, because
they showed the whole family, so.
Yeah.
One of them motherfuckers.
So the thing is, here's the thing. So a Titan can only live to be, have the power of the nine for 13 years. Gotcha. Right? So,
I think he's too valuable to be a Titan, bro. You think about it. Why would you become a soldier and be so high up in ranking? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but you also want to keep this, like, ability for yourself. Like, it's a really good ability to have. It's like an ace up your sleeve. And he doesn't want that information to be out there, too. So, like, whoever it is, it could be Willie. It could not be. I hate calling him Willie. Makes him sound like he's 7 years old. But no, like.
Sorry, Willie, for listening.
Yeah.
He didn't mean any harm.
Willie, I'd rather call you by your government name. I'll call you William.
We call you Chill Will.
Yeah.
Willie, if you're listening, your new name, Chill Will.
Yeah.
On me.
And if you were born and raised in West Philadelphia, I have a lot of respect for
you. Our listeners already know.
In West Philadelphia, he was born and raised.
I guarantee you was just waiting.
I was waiting. Yeah, I was waiting. Like, ever since I see Will.
Ooh, that's my shot. That's my this is my shot. I'm about to say something fire, bro.
Bro, as soon as I seen Willie, I had the look in my eyes. I'm surprised you didn't see it. A little twinkle just went off. I was like, yeah.
Womp, 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 womp.
I was like, in West Philadelphia, Willie was born and raised. On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
That's why I love my boy, man.
That was a good one. Well,
was fucking hilarious when you try not to be funny.
I did 4 jokes today, and 2 of them were really good.
No, one of them, bro, was okay.
Which one was the one about the snow?
Yeah.
Can I say that again?
No, I think I summed it up.
You know why? Because you heard that joke before.
Yeah.
You heard it like a lot, but you didn't expect it. You didn't expect it. That's why.
I got you.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
didn't expect you to hit me with it.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. You were like,
keep
oh, let
mind
me.
It's snowing where we at.
Yeah. It's snowing. So. It's, yeah. So I was like, oh, you know, it's they're saying it's going to snow 2 inches overnight. He looks out the window. He's like, oh, yeah, it is snowing a little bit. I was like, yeah, we're expecting 2 inches. But somebody else is expecting 6 inches overnight. You know what I'm saying? Go get that dick. You know what I'm saying? All of it. Yeah. So, no, definitely. And I thought that was a solid joke.
It was all right.
Yeah. So I'm 2 for 4 today.
No.
Bro, if Steph shoots 45 from the three, well, you know what? These jokes are layups. So that's actually a pretty trash percentage.
Exactly, bro.
Okay. Anyways, what was I talking about?
We were talking about, you threw me off with that Willie stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And then the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Willie and Warhammer Titan? Where
we left off, bro.
Yeah.
So, my question was, who do you think is the Warhammer Titan?
Who do you think is the Warhammer Titan?
It's kind of unfair for me to answer because, like...
Okay, all things held aside, who do you think is a Warhammer Titan?
I thought it was him originally.
Yeah, okay. See, okay, let me go through my reasoning. Okay, so we both know that the Warhammer Titan is one of the nine. So only 13-year max, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, that most Titans, when they inherit their ability, they get through, like, a slight mental change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And especially because I think the Tibers are part of the royal family.
Yeah.
They definitely get those vibes, right? So I think seven people that they showed.
Yeah.
The kids were smiling, laughing, whatever. Right. The mom was
the old people.
The shows the old people.
Too old. So
two old people.
Yeah.
And then I think they showed one more.
Servants.
Yeah.
And then him. So.
But I think it's one of the old people.
That inherit the
Titan. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm looking at them, and I'm like, one of them is like really like in a dark place,
oh.
And I think it's the old lady, because she was gonna die anyways. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but bro,
I would give it
that's
to
kind of risky if an elder become a Titan, because if they die, they lose the power before.
Yeah, but it's also a good idea.
Why?
Because if you become
they want the Warhammer Titan to remain in their and they family, bro.
You know, that's really some Avatar type shit. Like, if it dies, it gets reborn somewhere else in the world.
Yeah, bro, that's what...
like, they're all connected.
They never really, like, dove into that aspect.
They
like,
don't...
what happened?
Yeah, like, how do the... Because they call it the coordinate, right?
Yeah.
The coordinate is the... is basic shit. Is the coordinate is the founding Titan, right? So they all get connected through that one nexus point. I don't know. I don't know what the physics of it behind it is. I don't know, because if you're gonna talk about physics, bro, it's we talking
I'm
about
out.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just these are humans that grow to 20 feet and like they get armored shell and all that. Like, okay, obviously this is not scientific,
yeah.
So you can't put real science into that. But I hope it's consistent with what is happening.
Yeah. I mean, that's valid.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the criteria of if a warrior died? Well, not a warrior. One of the nine Titans.
One of the
died,
nine, yeah.
You think know, it's, who inherits that Titan ability?
Yeah. Because in Avatar The Last Airbender, was the next nation inherits it.
Right, right.
So, so like after
a,
water.
A baby, I guess a baby born. Like Naruto type shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a baby born, like it somehow, like it goes into their body and like maybe nobody ever knows. Like
yeah.
you go your whole life not knowing like you were the secretly the Warhammer Titan or the Attack Titan or the Armor Titan, and you know, you just get a scratch one day and you blow up and you're like, oh, fuck, I fucked up this whole village.
But I wonder how Pac got, oh no, we already probably debunked what happened.
You what?
Remember what the little lady, she went with Rainer? Excuse me.
Oh, Ymir?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they probably offed her then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
took her ability.
Yeah, yeah, okay. They definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think from that point, I don't know. It's one of them, but I think it's Willie. I still think it's Willie.
Willie.
Yeah, I still think it's
yeah,
Willie.
I,
it's Willie.
I
if not Willie,
Willie
it's
yeah.
one of the old people.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I think about it.
We know it's not one of the kids.
Yeah, yeah. They want.
I don't think it's one of the old people. Yeah. It's either the servants or Willie.
Yeah. It's got it. Somebody got to be in like their, you know, 20s to 40s.
Oh, bro. One of his bodyguard is...
It's like tall, 8 feet. Yeah, yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, bro, like, that's obvious.
Tall,
like,
motherfucker. Yeah. And I think he's part of the Tiber family, too. So,
yeah,
that's definitely it.
Because we just noticed, like, damn, why is he so tall?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we shall see.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. We had a technical difficulty.
Oops.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
So yeah, moving along. So are we to the festival yet or?
Oh no, we're not to the festival. So
no, we at the dinner, right?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. Next thing that happens is like you know, tomorrow I'm gonna invite some real VIPs. Somebody, you know, some nobles from other countries, you know, ambassadors, shit like that, right?
Oh, yeah, because I got something to tell y'all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm going to be dropping some, like, real important shit, like breaking news, you know? Notification gets sent to your phone, you know?
Big news, Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. Declaration of war.
Yeah.
Would you say big news, Morgan?
Morgan. It's a One Piece thing. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm almost caught up.
Let me get that badge.
Yeah.
Let me get that back.
Okay. Give me your ring.
Give me your ring.
Give me your ring, Kyrie. That was an RDC World reference.
Yeah, shout out to the GOATs.
Yeah, RDC World. Voila, OGs of the shit. Yeah. If you, by some random chance, hear this, we want you on the show.
Yes,
we at do. Least one of you guys. So what was I talking about? What are we talking about? We do this way too much, bro, what we're talking about.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we just be kicking it live, chilling.
Yeah.
So,
maxing, relaxing.
So we at the dinner, like I said. Oh.
Oh, no.
So when my man was like, you know, it's kind of fucked up, bro. It pissed me off, that scene where, you know, the warriors, they're the servants, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And my man say, oh, yeah, they touched the plate. You know what I'm saying? Now shit contaminated. Oh, that's why the fools.
Yeah.
They just treating them like they just nothing, bro.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
And I'm saying to myself, like, bro, I don't know how they have the composure to just hear people talking shit.
Bro, the thing is, like, they're happy to be working with them, too. Like, they're really genuinely happy to be working with them.
Yeah, it's sad because
they're doing the most just to be disrespected like that.
Yeah, bro, and all they want, they just want equality. At the end of the day, that's all they want.
Treat me like you treat everybody else.
Exactly, but they have to be extraordinary, great,
overachievers.
You know what I'm saying? They got to do all of this shit. And we don't know if they're going to be granted, you know, a true equal standing within their country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what LDN... so far is considered equal to them. You Pete, when Rainer was speaking,
he
was giving them intel about, we lost ships in the south, let's land in the north, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, bro, why is he even talking?
Yeah, I should have known better to let an LDN talk. Man, get the fuck out of here with
this
that
man
shit.
Probably never even...
Bro, he doesn't know strategy.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Rainer been in the field for real. Like, he earned his stripes, bro.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, bro. When I see that shit, I get offended.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, the thing is, like, when you see that shit, like, bro, like, you see the bright looks in these colors, in the eyes of these kids, you know, and they're like, yeah, I want to serve this country. I want to make Marley a better place. You know, we're going to be treated like everybody else. Bro, you can't wipe the hatred out of some people's hearts like that.
Yeah, it's like they so brainwashed, bro.
Yeah, and it's not even brainwashed, bro. Like they're set in their ways. Like they actually believe that these kids are demons. Like, bro, look at them. They're literally serving you, and you're treating them like shit. Like they just want And you could see one of the kids, like, he was like, huh, like, look at these filthy people. That lady in the kimono saved his ass.
Yeah.
But she, you know.
Yeah, shout out to her, bro. Because yeah. They probably would
have. I think she's a low-key, like, Aldean restorationist or something.
Like a Harriet Tubman.
Not a Harriet Tubman, but, like she was, like, she's basically an Aldean. She's an Aldean.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she's an Aldean. Why not?
Oh.
Because because there's no reason for her to actually protect these kids.
We don't know that, though.
Did I not say I think?
Yeah, but you made a claim.
I made there's a claim. No I'm reason,
but she did it, right?
Yeah, yeah. She did it out of the goodness of her heart. But, you know, like, it's because, like, normal people don't sympathize with her. Because right. We've seen, like, even the Middle Eastern forces, right? They were like, don't you touch me, you dirty motherfucker. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, you think I want you to pass me up?
Yeah.
Kill me, motherfucker.
I'd rather die than have you save my life. Right. Like, bro, like, you could, I can grant your wish. You know what? Go ahead. Die. Hey, fuck
call
you.
Call of Duty. Revive me. No, not you, bro. Yeah. You're an LTN, bro. Yeah. You're a devil.
You
know what? I'm going to just give up.
Yeah, well, it's I don't know, man. When they treat them like shit like that, but I think she was. I have no basis for saying this other than the fact that she was a really nice person.
Yeah.
So some things are too good to be true. She is actually like working with
I think she's gonna be LDNs. A significant figure.
Yeah, yeah, bro. They don't introduce nobody right. for shits and giggles exactly. like that. Like, oh, she was a nice person. Okay, yeah. No,
and
I think
you can tell she's my bad for cutting you off. She's like a older lady, so. I think she probably helped out LDNs in the past or something like that.
Oh, you think she really is on some Harriet Tubman type shit?
Yeah, that's why I said Harriet Tubman.
I know, bro. I don't think she was on, you know, Harriet
Tubman. You think she's just being kind?
I think she's, yeah. No, I don't think she's being kind. I think she's part of the cause. She's trying to get LDNs back on top. She is an LDN. The owl. Okay. You know?
That sounded like a bird, bro.
Our owls not fucking birds. Our owls not fucking birds.
A bird
like owls don't fly and have feathers and lay eggs.
No, I thought owls was chicken.
Oh, that's a chicken.
But no, that sounded like a pigeon, like not an owl, but a pigeon.
Well,
like a bird called pigeon.
That's. An owl.
Them boys.
That's an owl.
Yeah. Ooh. Now that sounds like an owl, bro.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Shout out to the owl. The real Mr. Krueger. You seen that
what
shit?
What happened to the owl? Like, it's. Oh.
He died. Yeah, he died. But you see. Okay. Did you see what he named himself?
Who?
Aaron.
So oh, Mr. Krueger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He named himself Krueger because he actually is the inheritor of the old Krueger. So, like, two generations separated. But, yeah, he named himself Krueger.
Yeah, that's
He met his granddad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He sure did.
I think he drove.
Why did his granddad come over? Like, you know what I'm saying?
His granddad His granddad was like, leave this kid out of it. You know, like, don't involve him in this shit. He just got out of it. You bringing him back into this shit. It's not going to benefit him, especially if he's just going to end up leaving, like fuck all that. Have mercy on the kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, did you have mercy on your family?
Dude, okay, another question.
That was some shit. Aaron he said some
exactly
shit.
Exactly who he were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. Bro, I think he turned his power on to make him, like, go a little bit crazy. He was like, I knew what these words would do to you. So that's why I said that. Because when you fucked over your son, and you were a punk bitch, and you turned your back on him, on your daughter that got killed. Fuck you, pussy. I'm gonna say this shit just to make you go crazy.
Like, ultimately, he is one of the reasons why his mom is dead to this day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of the chain of events, you know what I'm saying?
Who's Aaron's mom?
Yeah, because
he wouldn't be alive if that was the case.
I don't think
he would if he hadn't betrayed.
Aaron's dad wouldn't be as driven if his sister wouldn't have died.
Yeah, but
and that's why you remember the owl was like
owl was like use like this as a motivation, like you gotta have hatred in your heart, like Itachi with Sasuke type shit.
Exactly.
Like you gotta grow angry, younger brother. You know you can't Like, unless you get that Uchiha anger and activate that shit, mm-hmm. it's not going to do a dick, you know?
Yeah. I like that Itachi Sasuke reference.
Bro, yeah. You like that?
Yeah,
I like that.
I give yo-yo props on that. I like that.
But when I make a joke, fucking garbage. Crickets. Nuts. Yeah. I think we have crickets somewhere on here. 1 second.
Before you find it, crack a joke.
Okay, I'm going to crack a joke, okay?
All right, bro.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to rate it from a scale 1 to 10.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let the listeners rate it.
Okay. How many inches of snow are we expecting?
No. Something new.
Hey, let me fucking say it.
All right.
How many inches of snow are we expecting tonight?
I don't know. What's the forecast?
The forecast says 2 inches, but your girl can expect 6.
Or more.
Or more. That was funny. That was funny. A fucking button was funny, bro. A fucking button was funny. This guy, you got no fucking class.
And that's,
bro,
that's a sad part because I am easy. Like, bro, I laugh at the corniest shit.
Yeah.
And
you laugh at
me. You be missing, bro, when you try.
Oh, okay.
It's like, bro, like when you try to shoot, it's like.
Do you know that's like, you know what that's like saying? It's like saying, Steph, don't try to put the ball in the fucking net. When you do, it doesn't go in. Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to tell him? What am I supposed to do, coach? Shoot for anywhere outside of it. Coach, that's a bad idea. Fucking do it. God is giving you this curse / gift. You do it. You use it.
Some people just got the natural ability just to, you know what I'm saying, do what they got to do.
Yeah, and I don't. Exactly. But I do. It's such a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor devil child.
Shout out to those with the Keke Genkai. yeah, some people have Byakugans, and some people have Sharingans. And some people have the ability to make people laugh when they don't want them to.
Yep.
Some people turn into giant man-eating titans. Hey, you know, to each their own. So what were we saying?
Let's get back to it. So, yeah, I was pissed off about how they was treating the little warriors. I kind of like, you know, I fuck with them now. The character development, you know what I'm saying? How they introduced them.
And I think
I especially like Gabby, bro. It's something about Gabby I like.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, why do they keep showing it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, she's just, you know, she's.
Oh, bro, I call Falco you, bro.
No, they're not ready for that.
They're not ready for that. But make a long story short.
Yeah.
I won't get into it. But Ali alias is Falco.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, bro.
No, I'm like Asta, if anything.
No.
Yeah, why not Asta?
Because Asta get all the bitches. Okay. But he just chooses not to pursue.
Okay, all right, I guess. Basically you could summarize the situation from that.
Without going into detail.
Yeah.
But you could tell he loved Gabby, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, Gabby, he almost shot his shot. No, he did shoot his shot.
Wow.
He was like, this is all for you.
Yeah, he attempted to.
Yeah. But then she was like, fuck you mean this is for me?
And then he didn't follow through.
You gotta follow through, bro.
If you know what I'm saying? If you got the ball and you know what I'm saying, you about to attempt to shoot your shot, you gotta follow through.
You can't, bro, if you stop halfway through,
yeah,
then and you don't follow through, like, you're not gonna have enough power in your shot.
Exactly.
So he and then she was, but everybody else caught it, you know what I mean? Everybody else, even in the two guards, they were like, oh shit, he really went for it. And she was like, and they were like, you still don't get it, huh? None of this makes sense, right? So I don't know.
But she's kind of kind of manipulative, bro.
Yeah, bro. She was.
Bro, I can't wait to get into the ranks of the the VPs.
And all Yeah. She has like, she was like, oh, I'm going to make them all be in and out of my hand. I'm, exactly. You know, like this is all for like, not all, but I'm going to use this for my opportunity. She's an opportunist.
Gotcha.
And bro, so you can tell like if you're like, if you see an opportunity, you got to go for it. And she's a go getter.
Yeah. I fuck with that.
So,
and she, I feel her too, how like her take on, becoming the Armor Titan. Yeah. She like, bro, like your big brother is already gonna become
the Beast Titan. Yeah, you might as well let me have too. That shit. Yeah, like, exactly.
We all eats. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So why you wanna, you know what I'm saying? Why
like your brother secured your bag. Yeah, so let me secure mine. Family
is already gonna be
your side.
Gucci. So let me take care of my family type.
Yeah.
Thing.
And he's
like, I'm doing it for you, baby.
Yeah. It's like, I'd rather die 13 years old, or like, what is he, 13? So he'd rather die at 26 than live a whole life without her. That's some sweet shit, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. By sweet, I mean like weak. Some sucker shit right there.
It's some sucker shit, but I fuck with it.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, bro. Like that, you know, that's the beauty of the show, is that people really do feel like that, and people really do think like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, God bless. And catch me slipping, I'll never be like that.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
Hey, bro. Once you experience love, bro, that's a magical thing,
bro. Okay, I'm.
I can't wait to experience love.
Yeah. Shout out,
baby. If you listen,
yeah.
Take on love.
Yeah. Shout out to Mrs. Julian.
Yep.
What's it called? What were we going to go through next?
So, after the dinner, Willy Nilly was like, hey, I'm going to tell y'all something at this festival.
Yeah, yeah. So, he was like, so he goes around telling them, hey, you know, I got a big announcement tomorrow.
Yeah.
After the festival. It's my first ever theater production. I'm going to solve everybody's problem. Don't worry about it. I got it. Everybody starts clapping. Beautiful things happen all around. And next thing you know, the next day comes by. Gabby wakes up. She's going to the festival, you know, enjoying life, buying some shit all on Braun's dollar.
Oh, right. On Rainer, right?
Oh, yeah. Braun, Rainer. Rainer Braun. That's his name.
Yeah, I thought you said Pac. My bad.
No, Pac.
Yeah.
Like Pac Tupac?
Pac is, he is the...
Paco. Oh, yeah. That's the dude, what's his name?
The Jawhammer Titan?
Yeah. I'm not talking about Jawhammer. Jaw Titan. He's not.
Yeah, Jaw Titan.
Yeah, but no, I thought you said Pac. I'm like.
His name is Pac. P-O-C-K, right?
P-O-C-K.
Yeah, Pac.
Pac. Yeah. Pac. I don't know why I was thinking Pac, like Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, you so invested, bro.
Hail Mary. Unpopular.
Killer, but don't push me.
Yeah, unpopular opinion. I don't think he's top five lyricist.
I'm not even about to go on to this with you.
Yeah, okay. That's for another day.
Yeah.
Who's left? Or what's left? Yeah, so the night of the festival comes up, you know, theater production and all that comes up. And, you know, everybody's arriving. He's like, everybody's like, oh, where's Falco? You know, like, we're waiting on him. He was like, comes up out of nowhere. Hey, Rainer, I got a surprise for you.
He the setup boy.
Bro, he don't even know that he's a setup boy. Exactly, you know,
he's
about to get the.
Rainer, come through. Yeah. I got you.
I got you. Don't even ask no questions. Don't. Shut up, man. Just.
He's kind of gullible,
as soon as he went into a dark alley.
Exactly.
The fuck? What the fuck you got to show me that's in a dark... Yeah, forget all that. Come down this staircase. Staircase? Right. The fuck, you trying to set me up?
Bro.
You with Thumb?
Man.
He gets down there.
You want to know.
He's one of the ops, bro. He got down there and he opened the door and he was like, oh, it's been 4 years, son. Huh?
It's been four years. I told you, you don't have to see me.
You thought I forgot? Oh, hell, I never forgot.
That was Aaron, though.
Bro, he didn't even gotta say Shay. He just, it was like, it's been 4 years. You think I, bro, he literally could have said this. He was like, you think I forgot? I've been holding this shit in for 4 years. Four fucking years. Yeah, man, when I first saw that, bro, I was like, oh shit.
This shit about to
go. Yeah, he got two Titan abilities. Oh, fuck it. We not ready for this shit.
He was like, damn, you infiltrated my shit too.
Yeah. Bro, he was like, you know what Aaron said? He's like, two can play this game.
Man, it was like, I can't wait to see this interaction.
Yeah, he was like, I've been under your nose the whole time. Man. I've been here observing.
Bro, I think next week got potential to be
the best episode.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, bro. It's so the much
title
potential.
Off rip.
Yeah, declaration of war.
Declaration of war, my bad. So, you know shit about to pop.
Oh my God, bro. You could have, like, what the thing is, like, I told you, like, as soon as the very, bro, when they show kids having a nice time, playful, you know, and they about, like, somebody about to die.
Somebody about to die. So, and you peep, like, Gabby was like, yeah, it felt like something about to happen.
Oh,
you
know yeah, what I'm yeah, saying? Yeah. It's like, this shit's too this good to be air, true. You know what I mean? I've never seen a festival in my damn life. And now that this, bro,
it was cool they experienced.
Yeah,
that though,
you know that's what they, you, hey, bro, that's what they do on death row. They give somebody a last meal. You know, they give them what they want to eat, and they tell them, hey, like, you want to what name it, and you got it.
So you
know what I'm gonna eat for my last meal?
What?
That.
Hit the crickets,
huh? Hit the crickets. I love this button. It's more like this one.
Hey, it's the cricket button out of reach, bro. You're going to have to make adjustments, bro.
Yeah. But I love.
You're going to get the crickets out.
I can't get one of these? I can't get one of these.
No.
Okay, not yet. Okay, all right.
So, yeah, episode 4, it was kind of cool, but, you know, it wasn't a lot to discuss, but. Let's go into overall rating, bro.
Overall rating, of what did I say? 7.5 for last week? Oh, this shit is a 9.
You give it a 9?
Yeah.
I give it an 8 because I know.
You know what? 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I give it an 8, bro, because I know it's shit about to get real, bro.
You know why? You know why I give it a 9? Because they introduced a lot of shit. Like, I love it. Like,
it just, bro, I think we have to up it. To like a half percentage just because it was an Aaron reveal.
Yeah. And you know the thing is, okay, 8.75.
Okay.
Yeah.
I give it 8.5.
And you know why I give it, because the thing is we gotta hold off for a 10, bro. We can't
exactly.
Any,
that's
I wanna give it a 10 so
I know
bad.
Some shit about to be fire in the next.
I know the finale episode. Or some shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I know the finale or some shit is gonna be that's gonna be a fucking 10. And when I get to that point, you're going to be like, okay, you gave this episode a ton, and you give this. Yeah, no, you got to save the tons for some real good shit, you know?
We
you
can save these 10-piece, but some true hitters for real, for real.
Yeah, the dime pieces. I'm looking forward next week. You know, I rewatched that episode like 3 times. That was my like 4th time rewatching or something.
Gotcha.
Like it was good, bro. And the thing is, it flies. Like every time I watch it flies by. I'm like, oh shit. Like I keep on looking at it. I'm like, please tell me. Like I love when you pause something and you be like, oh bro, all this, and I'm only a quarter of the way through. You know this shit's about to be good.
Exactly. Yeah. Bro, I hate looking at how much time you got left in the episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro, this shit's so good.
You try to work out.
Got 5 more minutes left.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty solid so far. So I like the direction that they're going. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's where it's at.
How was your new year? I mean, not new year, but holiday, bro.
It was it was very uneventful. I don't celebrate my holidays.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't celebrate holidays and all that stuff.
So you don't celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. I celebrate Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just because, you know, never mind.
Well, my Christmas was kind of tight.
Oh, yeah. Bro, look at where my courtesy is. How was your Christmas?
It was pretty cool. Family time.
Oh, that's good. Did you get anything nice? Or you already got your PS5 on the day of release, so
yeah,
you got nothing to worry about,
bro.
When you get to a certain age, it's not, bro. You really don't get anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's more of a.
It's just, you know, like a day to get together with your family.
With your family.
Yeah.
Chill.
Because, like, if you were a kid, like, when you see everybody get together and you open the boxes, like you can't afford any of this shit. Right now, if I want a game, I go buy a fucking game. Who's going to tell me otherwise?
Yeah.
You know, like, right now, like, okay, you buy me a $60 game. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But, like, so it's really for the kids, bro. It's really for the kids. And for the adults, it's an excuse to drink. All day, and for right, am I right or am I wrong?
I think you dead on, bro. What
was that? Oh shit! Okay, yeah. Bro, I'm not. I don't. I literally, bro. If you see me on, if you see me on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, I was normal. I was like, I was like, why is every store closed? That's weird. Why are they closing so early? Why does Target have a packed parking lot?
So you never experienced that Christmas spirit, like. I used to get anxious, bro, like,
mm-mm.
Christmas Eve, like,
no.
Man, I can't wait to.
No, I really, bro, New Year's, too.
Well, New Year's is kind of, I don't know, I guess.
New Year's is also a good vibe, too.
Yeah, it's a good vibe, but, bro, I can't wait till this fucking year is over with.
Yeah, 2020 can, we can leave this shit. I saw a post earlier that said 2021. You have the easiest job. Don't fuck it up. Bro. You don't have to be the best year ever. You don't even have to be top 20. All you have to do is be better than 2020. Sincerely.
Bro,
don't fuck it up.
Set the bar so low.
Yeah. Bro, I remember, you remember the beginning of the year? I remember seeing so much shit. Everybody talking about it's going to be my year, new year, new me, new decade, because it was a turn of a decade.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Everybody was so, like, wide-eyed, and, you know, like, World War III came up in the first couple of weeks. We were like, oh, fuck, and then Kobe dying, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Then COVID hit, and then just, like, some shit. Like, then we lost Black Panther.
Man.
Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever.
Bro, it was so much shit happening. And worst of all for me, I think, was the Lakers winning the championship.
Man,
back at it. Yeah. I thought that was good.
No.
I knew
that was another joke, bro.
Bro, I was gonna say Liverpool winning the Premier League, but I don't think you watch football like that. So, international football.
Yeah, I was like football. What are you talking
about?
It was
like football. The Chiefs won it.
Yeah, Patty Mahomes, bro.
Yeah. That's a young goat.
You've been trying to put me on soccer for a minute, though.
Yeah, and it never
worked.
Real
football.
Yeah, yeah. And whenever I show you it, you're like, oh, okay. Like, bro, what else? Like, you want some shit to happen.
Yeah, it's like,
because, you know,
it's not enough action.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, like, on any given moment during a drive of American football, anything can happen.
Exactly.
A pick six, mm-hmm. a fumble recovery. You know, a wild catch, a 90-yard run, whatever, right? A full, you know,
something
you could
may pop off.
100%, some crazy ass shit, right? And even then, like, you seeing, like, people get hit with the full force of another human being, like you know, you're gonna say, okay, like, this is entertaining. Basketball, you're seeing, like, high paced action, you know, back and forth. It's a 100-foot court. But with a soccer field, I mean,
yeah,
it's the same size as an American football field, and it's one ball and it's going back and forth. So I could see how you don't like it.
I won't say I don't like it. It's just not exciting compared to the other sports.
So I have a question: do you like it?
I don't like it.
Okay, so you don't like it though.
It's like, eh.
So stand by your fucking position. Do you like it?
That's what I'm saying. I can't say I don't like it because. Okay.
Because you never were exposed to it.
Exactly.
Even though I did show you, even though I did expose you to it.
Yeah,
I exposed you to like a semifinal of a Champions League match.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
you didn't fuck
stick
with
me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it is what it is.
I can see why, you know, why everyone in the world loves.
Yeah, so. Bro, everyone in the world. And you know what's crazy is that American kids are really getting into it. Like, oh, shit. Yeah, so I don't know if you ever heard of these clubs, Barcelona.
Yeah, I heard of Barcelona.
Yeah. Bayern Munich, the people who won, or the team that won the Champions League this year. There's a lot of youngsters, American youngsters, going up into these big teams.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah, so, like, the people are surprised, like, where the hell did the Americans come with all this young talent from? Mm. Like, this show was not around, like, 5-6 years ago.
Gotcha.
So, like, they're playing on, like, pretty high levels, you know?
That's what's up.
Yeah, so Americans, you know, be proud. You got a lot of young potential coming up in the next several years. Yeah. And it's never, bro, if you think about it, America could be the best at soccer. I hate calling it soccer, but they could be the best at soccer.
Why do you?
Because like no American gives a fuck about soccer. Soccer is something you take your kids to, you know? Like most.
Oh, you're
most,
saying so.
Like, most people that take sports seriously are, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying we have the potential
to be 100%.
Really great in soccer if we were introduced at an early age to soccer and we 100%. Actually like the theme of soccer, playing soccer. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I got you.
Because if you think about it, like, bro, look at all the kids playing basketball.
Yeah.
Look at all the kids playing football.
Everyone wanted to be like Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. It's every, bro, like the kids that are playing baseball. There's more kids playing baseball. There's more kids playing hockey, especially like in the northern states. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more kids playing hockey than there are soccer. So nobody's taking this sport seriously. Like maybe the Mexican kids, because like they love it in Mexico.
Okay.
You know, like some kids that come from like different countries and then come play it here, like they'll take it seriously. But like natural grown talent is like few and far between. So, but if everybody took it seriously, bro, oh my God, America would be the best at it. For real. I really think that. But they, I don't think they'll ever take it seriously with the popularity of other sports.
I mean, do you think that applies to a lot of other countries? Is it, or do you think soccer is really popular?
No, soccer is, bro, soccer, the thing is, like, I don't know if you know, other countries really take it serious.
Oh, see, I don't know.
They start playing it, like, in academies. Like literally, like, boarding school type shit. Okay. Like, they start doing this shit, like, when they're, like, 8 years old. They have scouts going everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, they pay people, like, European teams pay people to go to South America and just look at kids at all levels and see which one's going to be good.
Gotcha.
Taught, you know, see how they play, you know, see what they're doing. They'll go to Africa, they'll go to South America, especially Argentina and Brazil, and they'll still go to like Colombia or whatever. Like they'll go to all these different countries trying to get young talent.
So they hold the Chunin exam.
Yeah, yeah, bro, 100%. They're like the thing is,
bro, everything come back to anime.
100%, it does.
Anime.
No, everything comes back to anime. Anime is perfect, bro. So, like, imagine, okay, so imagine Konoha, right? Yeah. Konoha has the best genin. So, you know, like, Iwakagukure, I don't know how to pronounce that shit.
Who?
The village hidden in the mist, right?
Okay.
Or the lightning village.
Yeah.
Like, or the sand village, right? Like, they'll send, they'll be like, okay, go scout them, right? And go recruit them. Whatever genin is good, just let us know. We'll buy them for $100 million.
Dang.
That's how it is. And like everybody in the country is like, bro, they're breaking bank. Neymar is had a trade a few years ago for $230 million.
Just off of that.
Actually more. $300 million. It was 230 euros.
For how many years on the club?
It's not just to get him from, buy him from another team.
Oh, so once you, like death row?
Yeah, they still have to pay him weekly. That's not them paying him. Mm-hmm. That's not the contract for years. That's a whole other contract.
Oh, shit.
That's still hundreds of millions of dollars. All you're doing is buying the rights for him to play for you.
That's crazy.
For that much money, bro.
So soccer players are the highest paid athletes.
They're actually the highest paid athletes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Lionel Messi are always
Messi.
Yeah, top five all the time. Like on the years that Floyd Mayweather actually boxes, he's the number one athlete. Otherwise, it'll be like football players, basketball players. LeBron is consistently up there. Steph is up there.
Giannis now.
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah, definitely Giannis now. Yeah, but the thing is, they take into account like with these brand deals too. Gotcha. Like, because they got sponsorships from Adidas and Nike. Shout out to Adidas and Nike if you want to sponsor us. We're looking for sponsors. Yeah, I think I want to make a few announcements for this. In the new year, we are going to be going on a schedule. So we're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. So look out for that.
Yeah.
Also, inshallah. He's trying to say inshallah, which means hopefully.
I butchered it.
No, yeah. You said it. Say it again.
Inshallah.
Yeah, no, you said it right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was there, bro.
Yeah, Mbappe.
Yeah. Mbappe.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a thing? Mbappe is actually like the name of a African player.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Black Panther. That was number one of our thing. Follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
Follow us on our YouTube page. Our YouTube has the links to our social media and to our podcast sites. And so definitely check us out on our YouTube page. Every time we upload to the podcast, we upload to YouTube. So check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to us if you're listening on YouTube. We appreciate everybody that's listening.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate you guys. From the bottom.
From now we're here.
Supposed to be here.
We weren't supposed to be here. We're still kind of here at the bottom.
But we appreciate the support.
Yeah. For a great 2021.
Let's do something exciting. Like the episode like right before the new year.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Oh, we'll release it on the day of new year.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do like a top 10 or something.
Yeah, let's do something. Yeah.
Yeah, where something. You see like what we think of other animes. Yeah. Obviously Naruto's gonna be top 5. Yep. But yeah. All right, we want to thank everyone for listening. As always, subscribe, like, comment, and all that good stuff. And we'll see everyone at the next episode.
Yep. Take care.